pray for us. We still got one eye in one place and another in another. So let's go to the 19th verse of the 16th chapter of Luke. I'm going to read the rest of the chapter. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at the gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels unto Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried, and he said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, rememberest thou that in thy lifetime thou receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and they are tormented. They were separated. And besides all this, because between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, separation, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. And I have five brethren, that ye may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said to him, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. 31. And he said unto them, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. May God add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. As we look at this here, and it plainly tells me there that he said if they wouldn't hear Moses and the prophets, glory to God, they wouldn't hear one that was rose from the dead. And I thought about, you know without a shadow of a doubt, that Abraham has been dead for a long time. But this rich man could look across and see Abraham through the great gulf fix and talk to him. And the rich man had everything. The Bible said that he lived sumptuously every day. And I thought on that, sumptuously every day. The rich man had everything that he wanted. He had the food that he wanted. He had the clothes that he wanted. He had the transportation. And I believe he had maids and concubines and wives, and I believe he had butlers and people waiting on him, and I believe he just had a field full of beef and lambs and things to eat, that he and had somebody that could work in the garden. The Bible don't say all this, but he said he lived sumptuously every day, and he had everything that the flesh could desire, but he didn't worry about, because there was a separation there, a barrier between a beggar laying outside the gate, amen, that begged and wanted just the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table, but he had his eyes set on things that he wanted, and all the beggar wanted, glory to God. And the Bible said that he was carried there every day and laid down at the rich man's gate. But how many do we walk over that's in need today? How many do we walk over that would love to have the crumbs from our table? And how many today, as Satan has played a game with people's minds and drugs, and how he's took them down a road of alcoholic and a road of sin and a place of some of them to no return. They can't come back because they've rejected rejected God in so many ways. And I thought about, I've talked to different people that they've had separations and breakups in their home. And I've even talked to some that come back and married the same wife the second time. But it was never the same. And I'm going to tell you, the Bible said that we've left our first love. Glory to God. When you walk away from God, you never come back to the place that you was. There's a scar in there. And when you walk away from that wife or that husband, you may possibly get back together, and you may cling together for the children and try to have a make-believe relation. I'm going to tell you something today. We walk so far away from God that we're having a make-believe relation with God. We're having not a real relation with God and not a real love of God. We're just walking on the outskirts of town. We're still playing little games with the world, amen, trying to fit in with the world, amen, and try to fit in with God and the house of God. We've let fear, amen, we've let division and separation come in our homes. If I let everything that Janet said aggravate me, I'd stay mad all the time. But glory to God, we got to overlook one another. God would stay aggravated at us all the time if He wasn't a great forgiving God, one that overlooks us. And the Bible tells us not only seven times, but seven times seven to forgive one another. Glory to God. And we can't wake up enough to see the reality. It ain't about me today. My neighbors are dying and going to hell. I thought about today, glory to God. We don't even come to church ourselves, and how can we invite somebody else? Glory to God. We don't praise God, and how can I tell you how to praise God if I don't praise God? If I go about with a frown on my face and beat down with the troubles of this old world all the time, how can I praise God? I need a smile on my face. And I thought how many times Satan has tried to take my smile, my joy, and beat us down until we wouldn't be no benefit to anybody. I've got troubles, honey, but God said I'm bigger than your troubles. I will take care of you. But I thought about America today, and I thought about as I growed up as a little boy, some of the things that I have today I never dreamed would be in my life. Some places that I lived and some places, things that we had to do without, I didn't miss them because we never had them. But I thought if we had to go back to that today, our children don't know what hard times are. We've been over backwards. We've worked our fingers to the bone. We've lied. We've cheated. We've cheated the government, amen. And we've done everything that we can do to send our kids to college, to get them better educated, and get them in a fine home and driving a fine car. Amen. And we've left off the more important things. The Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in my life, glory to God, the things that I can look at today is the people that helped me spiritually as I was a boy growing up. I seen those that had the love of God about them, and I saw those that were playing games, and I saw those that were totally sinners, amen. I can look back and bring all of that to my recollection, my mind, remember me today. But glory to God, let me tell you something. The walk that you're talking today, your children know how you're walking at home. They know how your business is run. They know exactly who you are. And the people that you work with know how you are. And those you go to school with know who you are. Glory to God, we need to be a person among a place of darkness, amen. The little sparkle of light, Jesus Christ is in us. When somebody needs prayer, they'll call. They'll have confidence in somebody. I need to be a light to a lost and dying world. I need to keep myself unspotted from the things of the world. A neighbor I begin to think about. We pray and we pray and we pray for daddy. And if daddy don't come, we just quit and go back where daddy's at. I've seen wife after wife that shouted to victory and request prayer every week. And some of y'all have too. And pray. And when God saves their husband, they get slack. They go back and do the things they want to do. They'll drag husband out of church if they ain't careful. Glory to God. I'm telling you today, honey, I need to be an example. If it snows and it rains and the floods come, I need to stand for God. If I have a sunshiny day, I need to stick my head spread out and give God praise instead of being scared to death. Can I tell you something? I was born in 41 to die, amen, and God has blessed us almost 80 years, honey, and I'm going to die, but can I tell you something? Somewhere along about the age of accountability, God spoke to my heart, and he said, you're just temporary here, but you can have eternal life. Well, glory to God, church. I'm about to get excited what God has done for me. Amen. This old feeble, painful, blind body ain't going to be what I take to heaven. I've got a new body, glory to God. One that ain't going to be no pain, no shame. And no rich man thought I've lived sumptuously. I can call them, I can tell them they'll do for me. I can eat what I want to eat. And if I want banana pudding, we'll have banana pudding. But I'm going to tell you something else. When the rich man died, honey, the Bible said he was buried. But the poor beggar laying at the gate just begging for the crumbs. I'm going to tell you, I bet he didn't have a belly on him. I bet, glory to God, he was nearly starved to death. But God fed him at the gate every day. And I'm going to tell you something, honey. Glory to God, when the end come, the angels come and took that old beggar. He couldn't walk, and I can see this just as plain through the eyes of faith. The angel of God came down and picked up this old rich man and carried him into the this old poor man, this old beggar, and carried him into the bosom of Abraham. I believe right into the portals of glory. I believe today it don't matter if you're a beggar or a millionaire. When death comes, I believe, glory to God, it's up to us to be in shape for the angel to carry us into the bosom of Abraham. Or if we be buried in a grave and in hell, we lift up our eyes and realize that we have missed all of this. Can I tell you something? In America today, we're saying that we're saved. Our name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and we've never been close to God. Our desire is not to serve God. Our desire is not to keep the church open. Our desire is to do what we want to do. Keep our hair fixed and ourselves pretty, fine clothes. Amen. And drive a fine car and have a fine house. We're not willing to sit at the gate. Glory to God, and beg for the crumbs from the master's table. Can I tell you something, Master? I need a crumb from your table today. I need something from the Holy Spirit of God to move upon my life today. We've played games with God. We've promised God we'll do this, and we promise God we'll do that. We'll go with you all the way, even until the end. I'm going to tell you, when the flesh raises up, it'll take you just like it took Judas. I'm going to tell you, Judas was one of them, whether you want to believe it or not. And I know he was called the son of perdition, but he chose to take the 30 pieces of silver. He chose to follow mankind. He didn't believe truly that this was the Son of God. Can I tell you something today? You don't want to believe you ain't right with God. You don't want to believe there's a place called hell that you'll burn eternally in. If we really believed today, we'd be in the altar begging God to save our children. We got them sitting in the car that can't invite the young ones to church because they won't come themselves. Glory to God, and they expect me to back them up in their sins. It's wrong today. I'm going to tell you why there ain't no anointing power of God today. We say amen when we want to. We say amen when in our crowd. We eat what we want to eat. We drink what we want to drink. And we don't go when there's confusion. When it's not a blessing for us. I'm going to tell you, God's going to come by the gate one day. Of them that ain't never eat like the rich man eat. But he's going to pick up them, glory to God, that it don't seem like they could go. They're in rags. They don't have a nice car. They don't have nothing to eat. But glory to God, the angel of God is going to pick them up and take them in to the bosom of Abraham. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is the truth. He was clothed in purple. I bet he had the front row, don't you?
Yeah.
I bet he done what he wanted to do. Had the finest church sitting outside of his house.
Yep.
And a driver.
Yep.
Somebody to feed that old chariot. Old horse that pulled the chariot. Somebody to wash it and clean it. Oh, and there was a certain beggar named Lazarus. The rich man wasn't important in the eyes of God. He didn't even call his name. He just said he's a rich man.
Yep.
Me and my buddy Manary was talking. The Bible said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I'm going to go back in my lifetime. When I had an old car, and I remember when me and Janet got married, I had an old 47 Chevrolet. Had one flat a week, didn't make no difference what you done. Old bias belt tires, harder than a rock. Janet happened to be a mechanic's daughter. Had vacuum gears. If you didn't put it up from first, slowly let it drop down to second. And then go up to into neutral, and then go up to second. It'd lock up. And she learned. After getting out a time or two, she is quick always. Still is quick. She drives like this. After a time or two, getting out under the hood, and that old greasy 47 Chevrolet oil all on that motor, trying to unlock them gears, they wore out. She decided, do it like this.
Yeah.
Right, Mama? Right. Yeah. Amen. Why in the world ain't Christians learning to slow down and wait on God? Yeah. Hey, we're speed shifting. We're jumping into another gear that we don't know nothing about. I thought about my little preacher buddy jump out into a bunch of devils because he wanted a church so bad. Jump out into a place, amen, that God didn't send you. Can I tell you, all over our land today, we're in places that God didn't send us. Amen. I'm going to preach that. I'm going to preach to you that the Bible said, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. That old beggar that didn't have nothing, sung Living by Faith. I love that old song. I don't live by faith enough. I think Sarah Yadkin's going to have me power to turn on. And Carolina West is going to be my cell phone. And I think about Dr. Feelgood. He's going to give me a shot and keep me motivated. That ain't living by faith. No. I need to live by faith. I remember with no insurance. I remember we prayed over our kids. After I learned what prayer was, we prayed over our sick. Amen. As far as I know, Winston was in Italy. He'd plumb out of this world. But today we drive to Winston to eat. Say amen, Larry Johnson. And he said in the 21st verse, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. I had a cousin, he's dead now. Y'all know Shorty Sperling. But I've watched him time and time again. He'd lost a finger or two in sauce, and he's always getting cut. And he had a little weenie dog. And he'd call that little weenie dog, and we'd get cut. He'd read that in the Bible. He literally let the dog lick his sores. If I'd done that, I'd have to come to somebody else's house. I ain't got a dog. But I'm going to tell you, that was medicine. That man laid there with sores all over him. Carried, couldn't go by himself. Carried. Listen to what I'm saying today. It ain't how we're living right now, glory to God, or how many things we've got. It's how we end up. He said he was designed. The food, the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table.
Amen.
He was out there with the dogs. Can I tell you, he didn't have money or he didn't have nobody to carry him to the doctor or the medicine man. What did he depend on? By faith. carry me up there and lay me down. How many of us? How many of us would lay in the altar, lay right here and by faith beg God for the crumbs that fell from the master's table? We used to have mourner's benches. We used to pray, and I thought old man Glenn Killen and Ralph, his son, just passed away this week and buried. But I thought about old man Glenn Killen. I've heard him. I've heard him myself praying in, up at Saddle Mountain, right off the parkway, in the ivies, and it ringed down in Logap. He didn't pray 5 minutes like I do. Time yourself sometime when you go out in the woods to pray. Time yourself. But if we didn't deer hunt no longer than we do praying in the woods, we'd never get a shot. Church, I'm telling us the truth. Amen. We are living sumptuously.
Yeah. Amen.
I thought if it's too cold, what's the use of going to the altar? It's outside. What's the use of going? It's raining. Have y'all ever thought that?
Right. Yeah.
Have you ever had to get out of bed and kneel back down and pray where you forgot it?
Yes, sir.
But we're godly, you know it. We're godly.
Bless him,
Lord. Let me preach on. And it came to pass, the beggar died, and carried by the angel into Abraham's bosom, and the rich man died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. Not one torment, but torments. And seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And I've preached this probably here or somewhere before, but the rich man wasn't dead. He had died and was buried, but he was alive in hell. And I'm going to tell you why. Because he said he could see. He seeth Abraham afar off. He sees what he'd missed. Listen to me. Glory to God. We may be carried from here, and the preachers preached us right into heaven. They carry us out into the cemetery and bury us. But if we ain't right with God in hell, we'll lift our eyes up. We'll see the word that's been preached. In hell, he'd lift up his eyes, and he could see Father Abraham over on the other side of the Gulf fix, over on the other side, but he couldn't get to him. He done missed his chance to go to heaven. I'm talking about he was in eternal burning hell. The man that the Bible said wore purple. The man that fared sumptuously every day. The man that had everything. But when he died, honey, he ended up in hell. And he could look over and see what I've missed. And he could see, glory to God, his buddy Lazarus. The man, he wouldn't even let inside the gate. I'm talking about a separation. Honey, there's a separation between the children of God, those that are eating crumbs from the master's table, and those that are eating everything the world has got. There's a separation, glory to God. And there he was. He looked over there, and there was still a separation. He didn't want him. He didn't want him when he was with him, when he could have helped him. When he could have fed him, he could have took him an old cold biscuit out there and said, I'm going to give this to you, beggar man.
Yeah.
But he didn't do it. You know, he was out there eating with the dogs, if I see it, the scraps, the crumbs. Sometimes today, listen to me, it looks like we're being treated awful. We're eating with the dogs. People don't do us right. But honey, in the end, I'm going to tell you something. The angel will come and carry you off to glory. I remember standing by Miss Carol Dobie, and fear was upon her heart. 41 years old, lived on the hill, and standing in Mannery Hospital, and she was afraid, and she was crying, and she was in ICU. And me and Preacher Raleigh Burnett went down there about 1 o'clock in the morning. I had to pray with her, and fear was all over. Can I tell you something today? Fear is all over our church today.
Yep.
Fear is stopping us from worshiping God. And we prayed with her, and I'll never forget. Those little eyes opened up, and Carol was like me. She wasn't too intelligent. She didn't have a high education. But she looked up and she said, I ain't afraid no more. Can I tell you something? Glory to God. I believe it was like 30 minutes, maybe 35, that the death angel come and picked her up and carried her right into the bosom of Abraham. She'd been took advantage of as a young girl. She'd been beat down in different places. She wasn't really accepted by mom and daddy after she messed up in this walk of life. But I'm going to tell you something. I felt a peace in that old hospital bed. When fear went away, can I tell you today, a perfect love casteth out all fear. If we're sitting down and afraid, glory to God, to die, if we're afraid to hang it up, amen, if we're afraid to trust in God, I'm going to tell you, we're afraid to testify the greatness of God. We're afraid to shout. We're afraid to pray at the altar. We're afraid on our job to tell somebody else about Jesus. We're afraid of rejection, honey. Can I tell you something? You can pray through, and death won't have no power over you. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. He said he could see in the 24th verse, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, I bet this could mean a loud voice. He cried out to Father Abraham, but it could mean he was literally crying tears because he had missed the mark. And I thought about, I bet the rich man, if the rich man falls, he don't want nobody to see him. But the beggar man was already on the ground, so it wasn't no big deal if he wanted to cry. It wasn't no big deal if he wanted to beg, because he was already down. But the rich man was so high and lifted up. Glory to God, I bet nobody had ever seen him cry. I bet he never let nobody see him down. If he had hardships, I bet he didn't let nobody know it. But this time he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. I believe he begged Father Abraham that he could just see through the glass fix. Amen. I don't even understand how that is. But I believe he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. I believe he begged, please come and help me. Get me out of this place. We go on in the scripture and he said, Lazarus, that man that God called his name, Lazarus that laid at the gate that we wouldn't give a biscuit from our table, that we wouldn't give a kind word, the man that we walked over when we walked out the gate. But he said, he looked over in that gulf fix and he said, Father Abraham, just send Lazarus that he might just dip the tip of his finger in water and touch my tongue, because he said, I'm tormented. I'm going to tell you, these will tell you out there, you just go into a little holding place and you'll never die and go to hell. We need to read the Word of God. These that have made false professions, if you don't know you are born again, a child of God today, you need to get saved. Glory to God. I believe there's too many names on the church book that ain't never met Jesus. Don't know what the Holy Spirit of God is. I believe mom and daddy done it and they just fit in. Amen. I believe they've lived sumptuously every day. They fit into the church. And when the Holy Spirit of God moves through, we reject it and we run it off. I've got to read the rest of this. I've got to preach, church. Glory to God. Glory to God. He cried, said, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, rememberest thou that in that lifetime receivest thou the good things, and likewise Lazarus the evil things? But now he is comforted, and the Bible said, and you are tormented, and thou art tormented. That's separation, neighbor. He knew what water was. He was thirsty. He knew what torment was. But it said there that the beggar, glory to God, Lazarus was comforted. The man that had always been comforted and always been fired sumptuously, amen, was in torment. So let us look at it today, glory to God. We need to suffer a little bit for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me jump right over here and read you a little bit. Right out of God's holy word. This is in Matthew 3 and 2, it says, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This was John come preaching in the wilderness, and he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he was talking about not the literal heaven up in, but Jesus, the earthly heaven has come by. I said, he has passed by the hand of John. It was right on. He said, the Savior is here. He was preaching in the wilderness. The kingdom of heaven is here. He was talking about Jesus. That's going to save us to go to the real heaven. I want us to get that straight. And then we're going to jump right over into Matthew 8. And this is where the centurion, he had one of his soldiers was sick. And a centurion usually had probably under the Roman power probably had a hundred soldiers under him. And he said, and I say to these, the centurion said, and Jesus said, I'll come to him and heal him. And the centurion said, this is faith, honey. He said, you don't need to come to my house. He said, I've got soldiers. When I tell them to go, they go. And when I tell them to stay, they stay. This is Matthew chapter 8. And he said, I understand what this is. And he said, Jesus, if you'll just say that my soldier, my servant, if my laborer, if you'll just say that he be healed, glory to God, it'll be done. And I want to read to you what Jesus said to him. And he said, and when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. He said, I've not found this faith in Israel. So he was in Capernaum is where he was at there. And this soldier, this centurion was a Gentile. And Jesus plainly said to him, he said, I've not found so great faith in Israel. I've not found the faith in the Jews that I found in this centurion.
Bless him, Lord.
Henry, it was a great price to desert the military. If you signed up for 2 years, you stayed 2 years or lost your citizenship. Maybe pull time. But it ain't that way no more. It ain't that way no more. And he said, and I say unto you that many, 11th verse of the 8th chapter, I say unto you that many shall come from the east and from the west, and that's talking about all over the world, because that's what he said he'd do to our sins, cast them as far as the east is from the west. But he said, and cometh from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. So he said they'll come into the temple. You may not agree with me on this, but I've studied this thing out. And he said, you'll come with me, and this is why I say that I know it's under the law. He said, they'll sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. They'll sit down in holy places. They'll sit down in places where they've heard the Word of God, where the Word of God is being read. They'll sit down in places where we find people getting saved. We sit down in places where we see shouting and people enjoying God. We sit down in places where we've heard the Word of God, because the Bible tells us that the Word of God will go into all the world. It'll reach every person. And he said, I say unto you that many shall come into the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. And I want us to read this 12th verse. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You think about that. You've got to read that one deep. He said, the people of the kingdom. Amen. Those that come in and they rejected the Word of God. They come in and they rejected the leadership of the Spirit of God. We rejected the counsel of God. And we preached that a few weeks ago. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Glory to God. His servant was healed because he believed. But we come into church and we leave lost. We go visit somewhere else and we leave lost. And the first thing that don't suit us in this church, we'll go to another. We'll run here and we'll run yonder. We'll do what we want to do. We're firing sumptuously. I remember, I done mentioned it. I remember, glory to God, I didn't have a choice whether I went to Mount Airy every day or not. There wasn't no choice to it. I didn't have no way to get there. We didn't have a car. Think about it. When our first baby was born that passed away, in the middle of the night, I had to go borrow a car to get Janet to the Galax Hospital. And then, bless God, do you think I'm going to sit down and back up on God?
No.
Our first baby died, but God made the way.
That's right.
I remember standing by that old tombstone. Then being convicted as a boy. And I thought, Lord God, here I am in sin. Here I am in sin. And my legs about crumbled out from under me. Standing in the old Primitive Baptist Crab Creek Cemetery. My little baby that I had a hand in bringing into this old world. And I wasn't bringing it into nothing but a sinful, low-down household. God convicted my heart. Can I tell you, if you can't get along with your spouse, be honest. Hit the altar. We need some help from God. I'm going to hit it. If you got some children you cannot deal with, they separation. You can't deal with, why don't we be honest?
Amen.
When we got some things we're not handling. Are you serving the same God you was when you got saved?
Amen.
Let me read what Matthew says. Matthew 23 and 13. I'm going to read it. The Bible said, "Woe unto you scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men." What this Bible is saying, and I'm about done, you shut up the kingdom of heaven. We shut up the work of God among men. Let me read it. "But woe unto you scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in." We don't go in ourselves, but we shut up the kingdom of heaven. The Spirit of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, the kingdom of heaven here on earth. He was in heaven, but he came down here and walked on earth. Left the Holy Spirit, glory to God, to lead, guide, and direct us. And he said, we have shut up the kingdom of God. We don't want the Word of God. We're running preachers off and place to place. We're shutting them down from place to place. Even the Catholic are in division. The Pope says it's all right to abort. And some of the bishops says it ain't all right to abort. I thought about, I'm learning to pray for Biden. Bless his heart. I'm at that age and a little older, but I stumble and I fall as he fell going up the steps. But look right on past that. Do you want the vice president in office?
No.
I'm going to pray for Biden.
Amen.
I've been enlightened. Amen. Maybe. I'm going to pray for Biden. I'll hush her. I'll hush there. But we won't go in ourselves, and we hinder them that would. I'm going to read to you what it says in Jeremiah. As the altar is full, come right on if you need to come to the altar. If there's something lacking in our life, come right on. Jeremiah 18 and 12 said, let me read three or four verses. This is down at the potter's house, and the Lord said, do you not realize that the potter, that you're in the potter's hand, you can make a good vessel out of this or a bad vessel. We can do whatever we want. We're in the hands of the potter. And he said, if it do evil in thy sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherein I said I would benefit them. Now therefore go to speak to the men of Judea and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, behold, I frame evil against you and devices against you. Return ye now. The Bible said, return ye, repent. Return ye now, everyone, from the evil way, and make your ways and count your doings good. And this is what the people said, and I believe we're saying this in America today. And they said, there is no hope. But we will walk after our own devices. Our children, our teenagers do not understand what I'm saying. I know this. But you and I need to set an example for them. And they said, there is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices, and we will, everyone, do the imagination of the evil heart. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, ask ye now among the heathen, who hath heard such things, the virgin of Israel hath done a very horrible thing. The virgin of Israel has done a very horrible thing. The altar's open. Several's done come. I believe. There's a separation in our land. And it started in our home. And the Bible said in the last days that son would be against daddy and daddy against son, and right on down through the generations. The 27th verse. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them. Are we going to have to look out of hell and say, Lord, I wished I had a went. I wished I'd have told my youngins. I wished I'd have told my brother. The rich man looked out of hell and he said to Abraham, he said, Abraham, will you send somebody to my brother? Send them to my brother. How many times had the rich man rejected the word of God? God, I don't know. No telling how many times the rich man had rejected the word of God. Now there he is in hell, and he finally got some compassion in hell. His brothers that he probably didn't care about, he probably even bailed them out of trouble, bought them that to keep them on his side. How about it?
Yeah, tell it, Bill.
Because he wasn't right with God as he was rejected. He's buying friends. So he finally got some compassion. He said, pray. It's too late for him to pray. He said, I don't want him to come to this awful place of torment, 28th verse. And Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Man, I don't understand this. I'm telling you, I don't understand it. How Abraham in the paradise of God, in heavenly places, can talk back to this rich man in hell. We know Abraham had died, but he's alive. We know the Bible said the rich man died and was buried. But here he is talking. So when we talk about eternal life, it's eternal life in heaven or it's eternal life in hell.
Yep.
Today is our choice. This week, Tuesday, I believe it was Tuesday, I was burning brush and had a brush pile. And one of them little fire coals got right in my ear. That little fire coal just moved. Some of you done the same thing. And I slapped and beat and thrashed over just one little sparkle of fire coal hung in my ear. And I thought, my Lord and my God, we'll stand up and say, my neighbor's going to be in hell. You're going to be there with me. I run from the fire and I was slapping. I didn't want my ear burning, just that little spot. But how about if everything was burning? And then you look over and see Lazarus cooled, Lazarus comforted. There your flesh. I thought about these, the Walking Dead and the zombies, and I've never watched them all, but I flashed through them. That's just to make a joke. Yeah. Just to make a joke of what's coming. The Bible said they'll cry and beg for the rocks to fall on them. Let me die and they can't die. If this don't build a fire in our soul to serve God. Some of you have got lost young'uns. I got lost young'uns. I got lost friends. I got neighbors that's not right with God. I've got close friends as church members. But in hell, he lifted up his eyes. Chewing them up. He tells us about in the old Bible, they'll be eaten. They'll sacrifice their kids and eat them. We can't imagine that happening. But that's the evil that's in the land today. It's happening. The fetuses from the aborted children are being put in everything today. Think about it. And we're eating it up. Church, we need to pray one for another.
Amen.
Grab somebody. Just grab somebody. And bring them on to the altar with you. To get them to help you pray. That we don't go to this awful place.
Amen.
He lift up his eyes. And in torments. And all the Lazarus sores was healed. His hunger took care of. The altar's open. I've got to pray. I love y'all. The altar's open. Father, Father, God, you know every need more than I know how to ask. God, I pray that we'd let pride get out of the way, and God, we'd understand that, Lord, we're just a little hunk of flesh walking around in this our world, and without you, God, we're just dead men. There's nothing to be accomplished, Lord. And without you, Lord, we'd just be like the rich man, God, that we've had plenty here, but Lord, there we are in hell. And I'm glad today, Lord, that the kingdom of heaven will come by my house. I'm glad that it spoke to my heart. I'm glad it convicted my heart. God, help me to get in shape, Lord, that others can see Jesus in me. Lord, that the church can see Jesus in me. The church up and down the highway can see that.